What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts and two best friends, Michael Plant and Ike Bonney. What's going on, guys?
What up?
Living the life in a different room.
Don't do that.
You ready to get the week three game previews going, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. But before we get to it, you know, just let everybody know, you know, guys, it really helps when you subscribe, follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or, you know, say you listen to us on Spotify or maybe even Apple Podcasts. Just give us a follow, please. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
You know, don't forget about that Jerry Jeudy mini helmet giveaway. All you got to do is subscribe to the YouTube. Simple as that. And then you're going to be entered in for that bad boy that Dylan has hidden somewhere in that that room of his.
Hold on.
Up.
Right here.
Oh, look at that flashy thing. You can see
this
that.
This thing is just absolutely beautiful.
That light reflects off it as much as my bald head.
Pretty much.
Stupid bald head.
It's shining extra today.
I'm just glad you can see the widow's peak. All right. But let's move on then to our Thursday nightcap. Dylan, you can take it away if you like.
Yeah. The Carolina Panthers go to Houston and take them down 24-9. Sam Darnold, third straight week of having a good game. 23-34 for 304. He didn't throw for a touchdown, didn't throw any interceptions, but he did have two rushing touchdowns.
Weird.
It's been a
well-designed first rush play, too.
Isn't that three games in a row now, though, at 300 for him?
At least two out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did not have as much the first game against the Jets, but yes.
Hey, man, he's looked good. I know it's been a soft spot portion of their schedule, but what do you guys think of Sam moving forward? He's targeting the shit out of DJ Moore, too, by the way.
I keep saying DJ Moore is a wide receiver one this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't think
he showed it last night before he got injured, unfortunately.
I didn't think he'd get targeted that much by Sam Darnold. I thought he'd use Robbie Anderson more, but he's basically dead in the water.
Now the DJ, hopefully that injury to DJ Moore is not too brutal. If it is,
he came back in the game.
Did he? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because that one scared me, especially after seeing CMC will go down.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard time, bro.
Yeah, how big of a nightmare is
I've
that?
I've been talking about him all the time.
See, at first I was a little worried, though. He did not he wasn't getting the carries at first. It was 32. I'm not even sure that was Reggie Bonifant. I can't even remember the guy's name.
Royce Freeman, man.
Well, that was Royce Freeman, huh?
Royce Freeman is there.
He's going to get some.
Yeah, it's not going to be just Chuba.
No.
Or Chuba. It's not going to be.
However you want to say it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Davis Mills, he was getting eaten alive by that Carolina defense. There was at least five sacks.
Brian Burns, man.
Yeah, Brian.
That's a good pick.
Hassan Reddick, too, man.
Yeah.
Great acquisition for him. This defense might be legit this year. I don't know if I'm going to. Last week I said Jameis had a great matchup against them. I'm going to. They made me eat my words. I think Carolina's got a solid defense this year. J.C. Horn might be out for a couple of weeks with his.
It's for a while, I'm pretty sure.
Is it? I know it was some broken bones in the foot. They never disclosed how long it was going to be, but that could be a hit to their secondary. But man, this pass rush is no joke.
But Davis Mills looked better than I anticipated, to be honest.
He's okay.
Was that because he was targeting Cooks the whole time?
What you got to do.
I was going to get into that, but they didn't really ask him to do much. I'm pretty sure they just didn't want him to lose the game for him, and he definitely didn't. But once
ran the ball more.
Right before half, they went on a two-minute drill, and Mills just took them right down the field to score the touchdown. And then Joey Sly missed the extra point, but
shocker.
Yeah, but yeah, the 2-minute drill, that's where Mills really thrived. He had some good balls, but yeah, like it was weird that Ingram only had 6 carries, Lindsey had 7 carries for 5 yards, and David Johnson only had 2 carries. Mm-hmm. But like you said, Mills targeted Brandon Cooks, who had another great game, 9 receptions on 11 targets for 112 yards. I don't care who the quarterback is anymore, guys. He's just wide receiver 3. Just put him in your lineup and be totally all right with it.
Yeah, I take him as a wide receiver three.
He's making me eat my words a little bit this year. I know you guys were higher on him. You know, who's somebody's got to get the targets. I mean, I didn't think Tyrod at first would even pass it to him or look his way. Well, he was looking his way. Then we got General Mills over here that, you know, he's looking his way 12 times. So, I mean, as long as he keeps giving him double-digit targets, Brandon Cooks is a wide receiver three flex, high flex play every week.
And then we also saw the ghost of Anthony Miller. Four receptions and he caught the low touchdown in the red zone, but he's not somebody anybody wants.
Mm-mm.
But let's talk about one more person here. I want to touch on him real quick. Robbie Anderson. Guys, he had two targets, one reception for 8 yards. What are we doing with him?
Benching him. I wouldn't drop him just yet.
No, don't drop him just yet. Last week was your opportunity to sell high on him with that one reception, one touchdown. You're not going to be able to sell him too well on one reception, 8 yards this week. You can't cut him. You drafted him too early. And with CMC down, there's hopes that like he might revert to last year. They're going to have to throw the ball more now with CMC out. So I like Robbie Anderson's value. Other than that, I don't trust Tommy Tremble to score any more touchdowns. I don't trust Dan Arnold to be any valuable in this offense. It's going to be DJ Moore. I think Robbie Anderson will bounce back. And Sam Darnold.
LaPlante, how about you take us through the injuries? But let's start with, since we kind of just brushed over it for some reason, but the C-Mac injury. Pulled hamstring. Sounds like it's on the not so bad side, which is good. So 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully.
You might be able to pick up Chuba Hubbard. Might be worth it, I guess.
I was going to say, LaPlante, do we really even want to roster Chuba Hubbard, especially since we said that it might be split with him and Royce Freeman?
No, in a redraft league, I wouldn't do it just because you don't know who's going to be the lead back. They're probably going to mix it around like they did last year when Mike Davis even had the ball. I mean, he didn't even get the full workload. You remember giving me shit all the time when he was breaking down. but we do have a question real quick about a start sit question. So let's give it a shot. Mike Williams or Ja'Marr Chase, thinking of starting him because Higgins is out.
Mike Williams, man.
I like Mike Williams. It's going to be a shootout between them and the Chiefs.
Mahomes, I like the Chargers for some reason this week.
Yeah, Mike Williams is getting – I like his role in this offense. He's definitely evolved into a consistent, reliable volume play, and that has not been him since his start in this career. But, yeah, I'm with Mike Williams. I think that's a clean sweep.
Yep. Fire us through those injuries, Mike.
All right, so we're going to go through our injuries here. We got a lot, so I'm going to make it rapid fire. We got Tyrod Taylor on IR for about 6 weeks. Carson Wentz, he was questionable but played today. His ankles are hurting him, both of them. I don't know how that's possible. Tua out, fractured ribs. Andy Dalton out this week, knee injury. Justin Fields' first start.
Yeah,
could Jacoby. DFS play.
Jacoby Brissett starting for Tua.
Yep, Jacoby Brissett, stay away from that offense. We got Big Ben with a pectoral muscle issue. He's questionable, most likely going to play. And then Lamar Jackson had a illness. He was out for the last couple practices. He's expected to play as well. Then we got Elijah Mitchell. We got Elijah Mitchell, doubtful. You don't like the doubtful signs. He's probably out. Look to Trey Sermon or, who was the other one? Kerryon Johnson, possibly. I don't trust anybody but Trey Sermon this week. We got Jermichael Hasty out. Dalvin Cook, he was on the injury report, popped up late. Three practices he missed. He's questionable. Monitor that. Obviously, if he's healthy, you're playing him. On to the wide receivers. We got Hopkins, questionable. Ribs, game time decision. This one's going to be a tricky one. You really want to pay attention to Hopkins. If he's out, I think Rondell Moore and Christian Kirk are going to get big uptick in volume this week. It's a great matchup for him. Russell Gage out, ankle. Marquise Brown questionable with an ankle. He had that last week, and look how he did. I think he's good as long as he plays. Gabriel Davis questionable. He was limited in practice. Darnell Mooney, groin issue. this one, that one concerns me because you got Justin Fields getting his first start. Darnell Mooney lovers out there hoping he breaks out this week. We got T. Higgins. He was doubtful with his shoulder, thanks to you, Ike. Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry, he went on IR with his knee. Look for Odell Beckham. He's coming back this week. Everyone's excited for that. And Amari Cooper, he has a ribs issue. So, yeah, I read a quote. He had a cracked rib from the first game against Tampa Bay, but he said it's been getting better each week. All right, on to the next wide receivers. We've got Diontae Johnson was ruled out with a knee. Paris Campbell, questionable with an abdomen. Nico Collins went to the IR, his shoulder. Then we got Antonio Brown. He's on the COVID list. He tested positive. He has yet to test negative even one day yet, so it's very unlikely he plays this week. That's definitely good for Rob Gronkowski. And then I think that wraps up. Zach Ertz on the COVID list as well. He is going to most likely not play.
Not going to lie, that's kind of impressive, man.
Did I miss anything?
Didn't think you'd be able to do that fast. I don't know.
No, you did well.
It was super fast.
But let's jump into our player previews / game previews.
All right, now. Dylan, why don't you start us off with this first game since it's your hometown team?
All right. Bears at the Browns, guys. And I'm going to ask both of you this. Ike, I want you to start since you're a Bears fan. What should we expect from Justin Fields at his first career start?
A lot of short throws, getting the ball out quick because Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney is coming at him.
Hopefully, and I don't that's think the that case line... because Justin Fields wasn't doing that last weekend. They're going to have to, though. I didn't mean to derail you. I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, because we saw what Myles Garrett and Jadeveon did to Mahomes. They pancaked him. I don't want that to happen to Fields.
I kind of do, but that's just me. But, man, I don't like any of the running backs in this game for the Bears. David Montgomery, Damian Williams. You're starting them, Montgomery at least, but keep your temper your expectations because that Browns pass rush and run defense is pretty good. No tight ends on the Bears, probably worth it. Do you guys think Cole Kmet's worth it?
I think he is worth a streaming start this week. But you didn't answer my question about what you thought about Justin Fields.
Oh, sorry about that. I think he's going to have a high rush floor. That's what makes him a sneaky DFS play this week. I mean, you saw last week when he got thrusted into the game, he had 10 rushing attempts.
Three were kneels, but seven.
You're probably going to see that a lot.
Yeah, you're going to. I have a feeling you're going to see that a lot with the O-line for the Bears breaking down. Another reason why I'm not high on Montgomery this week, because I have a feeling Justin Fields might vulture a couple touchdowns from him. I like Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney in this matchup, though. I think Mooney's worth a flex play if he's healthy, and you're obviously starting Allen Robinson.
Ike, how do we feel about the Browns pass catchers with Jarvis Landry on the IR? How do you feel about Odell coming back and like Donovan People Jones or anything?
All in on Odell, man.
You like him against Jalen Johnson this week?
I hope they put him in the slot. Odell. Like they play him like Jarvis. That'd be great. We were talking about.
Yeah, we talked about that while we were at Bowling, and yeah, we agreed with that. Get the ball in his hands, man, and let him go to work.
Yeah.
He said he's feeling 100%, so. They're probably going to manufacture some touches for him to get him loose, get him going. He's coming off an ACL tear. It's not an easy. So they might get him some plays, some handoffs, whatnot. Maybe he might even throw a ball like he did last year.
I wonder if there's a
prospect. He doesn't have Jarvis this time.
He's got Anthony Schwartz, though.
I wonder what the prop bet is for one of the tight ends from Cleveland to score a touchdown this week. Which one do you guys think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be Austin Hooper.
Fair enough.
I think Njoku's caught one against the Bears before.
And Njoku's looked good the first couple weeks. But jumping to the next game, let's keep this train rolling. Washington at the Bills, LaPlante. We've seen both Bills running backs do decent in one of these games. Can we expect the same thing moving forward?
Not consistently, no. You like to see that 46-yard touchdown run by Devin Singletary last week, and then you like to see Zach Moss also getting two touchdowns. But I cannot see that being a consistent for this Bills offense. Josh Allen's getting critiqued all over. I'm sure he's hearing it. He's listening. He's going to come out firing. Washington's run defense, man, you can't run on him. I mean, Saquon had the good 41-yard run, but other than that, he didn't have anything. So I can't see the running backs being a good play this week, which makes me upgrade Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, big time.
Anything to add there, Ike?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Josh Allen might be had a fluke season last season.
That's fair. He did have the highest jump in completion percentage, and he's reverting to the mean right now. But this
one, they need to run the ball more.
They can't against the Washington front seven. It's not going to happen.
No, just in general, because they'll help out Josh Allen.
I mean, they didn't run the ball last year.
Where's Josh Allen on your panic meter, Ike, right now? If you're an owner, are you worried about him or no?
Right now, no. But if he keeps doing what he's doing, yeah.
Because I want to say quarterback 19 or 20 right now through the two games, which is just wild to think about.
It's weird.
It's totally weird. Ooh. Totally weird.
All right, real quick, we're going to pop this trade question up because this is a good one. Michael Brantley wants to know, hey, you need some help. Wants to know if he should accept this offer. He would get CMC, but give up Diggs, CEH, and James Robinson. He has Derrick Henry as his current RB1. Man.
I wish I knew what the record of his team was.
I wish I knew who his other wide receiver was.
If you have the depth to be able to sustain that CMC hamstring injury for most of the year, because you know hamstrings are going
to
linger.
Most of the year, 2 to 3 weeks, they said.
Hamstrings linger.
Yeah.
So that's what concerns me. He's just not – I have a feeling he's going to come back, but he's not going to be 100%. So if you can make up for that with losing Diggs and CEH and James Robinson, I would accept that trade. But if you don't have the depth, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
that's risky.
You're not really losing much with CEH or James Robinson right now.
he says he has Cooks, Robert Woods, and Marvin Jones as his other receivers. I mean, Cooks is getting the volume. Robert Woods is going through a rough patch. And then Marvin Jones is too. Yeah, I always say a good running back foundation can win you your league. So, yeah, we'll move on to our next next topic. You know, you got the panic meter on Josh Allen, but I think the panic meter should be really going over to Antonio Gibson over here on the Washington side. I mean, come on, everybody. The whole news out of training camp this year was he was going to get the CMC workload. The CMC workload includes getting the pass down checkdowns. That's not him. That's McKissick. We've seen it this past week.
He's a little banged up right now. That's why I'm assuming he's not getting.
But McKissick is just getting. He's getting the targets. They're both running routes. I remember Dylan telling me, but McKissick's getting the targets. Antonio Gibson's not. It's like Heinicke or this offense is just dead set on not using Antonio Gibson in the pass game. So
McKissick only saw one target in week one, and then he saw six. So I'm just worried that McKissick's going to be in the game plan now because that's going to be a strength for Taylor Heinicke is checking down to the running back, man. It's what it seems like after one game, at least. I mean, I don't want to over or underreact about it, but I'm a little worried about Antonio Gibson. He doesn't have the touchdown equity that he had last year that carried him through most of the season.
Yeah, so he hasn't actually scored at all this year.
Actually good for a buy low right now.
Yeah, he'd be a decent buy low.
If you think he's going to be good.
I've thought about sending a couple feelers out on Antonio Gibson in our league and Najee Harris, actually. We'll get to Najee a little later.
Yeah, but I want to know, do you guys think McKissick's worth a flex play now that he's showed his involvement in this offense in that passing game?
I'd like to see it one more time. Give it to me this week where he sees 6 to 8 targets.
Put him on your team, though.
Five, six.
Yeah, good stash candidate. I say let's, like you guys said, one more week of it. And if he can prove that he can do it again, he's a good flex play each week.
Yeah, especially in PPR formats. But jump into the next game here. Ravens at Lions. Which running back do you want to start in this Ravens offense? LaPlante, go ahead and start this one.
I am going to go with Tyson Williams. His only problem is holding on to the ball.
That's the right answer. That's the only answer.
No. Not in this matchup. It's not the only answer. It is the right answer, but it's not the only answer. The Ravens are going to be up big in this game. The Lions defense cannot handle this offense. And you know what the Ravens do when they're up. They're going to run it down your throat. It's a good chance either Latavius Murray, even Devontae Freeman gets a touchdown here. But I like Tyson Williams. He gets majority of the volume, even though this is kind of a two-headed monster.
I know it was Freeman's first carry in like 2-3 seasons, but he looked like he had some juice, man. Didn't it? You don't think He looked like he had some juice there.
Yeah. Now let me explain why he looked like he had some juice.
That was
such a great designed run play. Tyson Williams is in there. He takes it to the house. Devontae Freeman only gets a 31-yard game. That's the difference right there.
All right, fair enough.
But we brushed over Marquise Brown having the questionable injury, but you know, if he plays, I mean, he going back to last year, what was it, the last three games of last year, he's been consistent. He's getting the majority of this small pie. I like Marquise Brown as the only pass catcher as of right now. I know Mark Andrews is lurking around and he's going to get his 2-touchdown game. Do you guys think this is his 2-touchdown game?
It very well could be. It very well. But I still like Marquise Brown a lot in this matchup, guys. He has 16 targets through two games. He has never seen that type of volume throughout his career.
Right.
It seems like he really has turned the curve this year and he's become a professional wide receiver.
Yeah, and for some reason, as a smaller receiver, they target him in the red zone. Like, he's got 2 touchdowns this year. His rookie season, he had 7. And then last year, he had 8 touchdowns.
I mean, you want to talk about somebody getting targeted in the red zone? That's a good segue to our next topic, because I'm kind of curious on what you guys think about Quintez Cephas. He has a touchdown in each of the first two games this year. I mean, we know Tyrell Williams has been ruled out already this week. Do we think he continues that touchdown streak?
Ike, I'll let you go ahead here, man.
I don't know if he'll continue the touchdown streak, but he's worth rostering.
The problem is
they're going to be throwing a lot, man. That team's going to be down all the time. And you want, like LaPlante always says, you want a guy with a lot of volume, and it looks like someone's going to get it in the wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Cephas looks the part right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at stat percentages from this wide receiver core, actually. And he's actually third in snap percentages behind Khalif Raymond at 70. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 62%, and then Cephas only playing 55% of the snaps. But like you said, LaPlante, he's the red zone target. Like, I see them throwing fades to him and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Him and TJ Hockenson getting the fades in the red zone. It's weird. He actually, I mean, excluding TJ Hockenson, he leads the wide receiving core in targets through three games with 13. I mean, he's averaging 7 a game.
He's going to be good this year.
Yeah, so I like him as a stash candidate. He might give you some solid weeks as a flex play, but not this week, I think. This is going to be a tough matchup against that Ravens secondary. Well, you're starting DeAndre Swift. Yeah, Jamal Williams, are you starting him this week, guys?
I don't know.
You trying to make me spit all over my laptop?
There is a whole shit ton of injuries right now, so a lot of teams might have to. That game against the Packers, Go ahead.
He's still gonna get work. Like, he's gonna do some stuff. Like, he's gonna get double digit fantasy points for you.
Yeah,
his ceiling's just capped.
His ceiling's capped for sure.
He's like a 6 to 12 point guy, I feel like.
He kind of reminds me of Chase Edmonds last year a little bit.
And
he's just going to get the PPR work and a little bit of rushing.
Yeah, and he's only played 36% of the snaps compared to DeAndre Swift, 66.
Exactly. Swift's going to be the main guy in this offense, but
agreed. And he looks good. Ike, if you want to rub that in my face real quick, go ahead.
I hate to say it, but he might be matchup proof. He's always going to be involved in the pass game, and these Lions are always going to be fighting back. So he's.
Did you see his hurdle?
I did see his hurdle. He made Kevin King look like a little. He made Kevin King look like a little.
Totally
bitch.
Unnecessary.
No, it was totally necessary. Just cool. Like, he should be cut right there and then. I hate Kevin King. All right, we got one more question. Maybe he should have taken it easy on the jersey of Justin Watson last year in the playoffs. We got one more question here. The guy wants to know, Lee Shakur.
Remember.
Does he trade Justin Fields for Chase Edmonds this week?
I got to know your running backs, man.
Oh, man. You got to be desperate. You got to be desperate if you're going to be trading your rookie quarterback when he finally gets
his
first start.
He's got to have another quarterback.
If he's your running back four, maybe. Maybe. But if he's your RB3, I wouldn't do that.
No, you could get a better player than Edmonds, I think. But, yeah, we'll move on to our next game then. We got the Colts at the Titans. Titans surprise comeback from last week. That was kind of insane. But, you know, on the backs of Derrick Henry, do you think that this Colts offense will be carried on the backs of Jonathan Taylor?
I hate Derrick Henry.
And Nyheim Hines this week? I mean, Jonathan Taylor is a great start, but are we starting Nyheim Hines against this defense?
No, I don't care for that too much, man. I just...
great analysis, bud.
We don't know what we're getting. We don't know what quarterback we're getting. Jacob Eason, Brett Huntley's been taking all the first team reps, but then they said Carson Wentz might play even though he's got two sprained ankles. How's he even gonna move?
He's not. I don't think he's gonna move very well because the Colts line hasn't been very much help to him this year.
I'll make it real simple. I don't want anybody but Jonathan Taylor in this game.
All right, I will give you that.
Let's hear it, Ike.
I know where he's going. I know where he's going. We're starting Taylor. The question is, after Michael Pittman's breakout game last week, are we starting him consistently?
I just told you no. I'm not starting him this.
I was going to say that.
I say give it one more week. give it one more week. If he can do it with Eason, I think he'll be able to be a consistent at least flex play for the rest of the year.
I don't see him doing it with Eason, Huntley, whoever the fuck the quarterback is.
I mean, if Brandon Cooks can do it with General Mills, why the hell can't he?
He was a five-star recruit at one point.
Yeah, he was best high school prospect in the country.
A little known fact for you there.
Want to check tape?
I rocked in high school.
Some guy who does not want to check the tape after this past week would be AJ Brown, though. Drop Central. I heard a little quote that his family actually gave him a little shit and said he couldn't catch COVID last week if he tried.
Yeah, he was booty, man.
Is this the bounce back week where? Hey, it was his own family, not me. Is this his bounce back week, guys, against the Colts?
Oh, yeah, Colts secondary.
I think he's scared.
Booty.com, man, I think. So,
I think it's Julio's team now, man.
I expect big ones from AJ and Julio. And a bounce back from Ryan Tannehill in this matchup.
Yeah, I say AJ Brown gets back on track. He can't have these drops all year. I just can't see it. He's too big, too physical, and they're just targeting him too much.
Julio is great, Ike, even when they fucking take touchdowns.
That was a touchdown, man.
That is. I called you right after it happened. Weird.
It's a touchdown.
What's going on? Yeah.
See, Julio can't get a touchdown in Atlanta because they won't pass it to him in the red zone, and then they pass it to him in the red zone in Tennessee, and the refs are like, fuck you.
Nope. not today.
So, no. if if we're talking about AJ Brown bouncing back, and we got Julio Jones having another good week, do we expect a bounce back from Ryan Tannehill? Is he a start candidate against the Colts this week?
Ike, I answered it. It's on to you.
Yeah, I think he could. Yeah, I think you can start him.
You're not worried at all. He seems to have a sack and fumbling problem.
He'll figure it out. Good, man. Yeah. I thought they would be, though, to be honest. I thought the Colts defense was going to be good.
Ike, but they don't have anybody in the secondary, though.
No, they don't.
All the guys, Darius Leonard right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I think you can play Ryan Tannehill this week. Solid bounce back week, because you know the Colts are going to score on this porous Titans defense. But we'll move on to our next game then. We have the Los Angeles Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs. This one's going to be a fun one.
Let me do this. We'll play it real quick. Our first question here, I could say it in six letters. WTFCEH. Sounds like an acronym. What do we do about him? He's a complete and utter shit show right now.
He burned me last year, so I complete all. I'm done with him on every level.
And he's fumbling the ball that caused the Chiefs the game. At what point does this even come a committee or something? That's what I'm afraid of. CH is my RB1 in Scott Fishbowl. Somehow I'm 2-0, but he has been absolutely awful. LaPlante, what do we do?
You have to play him one more week. If he does this again, he's going to have to probably start to be in that flex consideration to benching category, depending on the matchup. But his main problem, I think, that Andy Reid doesn't want to involve him in the offense because he can't hold on to the ball. He's fumbled both games so far. Last week he fumbled and it lost them the game.
Yep. Do you think it has anything to do? I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with him fumbling, but is it the ankle injury that he sustained in preseason? Do you think that's hampering him from being 100%?
It's very well possible. He was never really a take it to the house type of back. His main thing coming out of college was receiving. Yeah. So that's what's killing him right now, is he's just not getting the targets.
And Mahomes just,
he's not supposed to be the primary back. He's supposed to be the receiving back.
You might be right, Ike. Let me ask you guys a couple guys here. Would you rather have Miles Sanders this week against Dallas or CEH?
Miles Sanders. CEH. Fuck.
Split.
Miles Sanders still.
CEH or Chase Edmonds against Jacksonville?
I don't like any of the running backs out of Arizona. Kyler Murray does too much of the running, and that's a pass-first offense.
Man, I guess CEH.
Antonio Gibson.
I really want to go Edmonds.
Antonio Gibson. I hate myself for saying it.
I thought that one was going to be stretching it, but okay.
I hate myself. I have a feeling we know the answer to this one, so let's just do this real quick. Guy said he traded Gronk and Miles Sanders for Mixon and Trey Sermon. Is that a good trade? His team is Dak, Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Mixon, Waller, Debo, and McLaurin. Hell yes. You got Gronk on the waiver wire, and you just turned him into Joe Mixon and Trey Sermon. Love it. Great move for your team. That could be a league winner right there.
I'm digging it too, my man. Good job.
So, man, that's enough about CEH, even though we're pretty panicked on him. Do we trust any other pass catcher outside? Kelsey and Hill. I know Byron Pringle had a good game. Mecole Hardman's getting some more targets, but are they worth starts this week?
God no. Best ball plays, man. That's all you wanted to draft those guys for. Is best ball.
If you think this is the week for Mecole Hardman, play him. It's going to be a good over-under, but you're going to be disappointed.
Don't tell people that.
No.
Why you tell them to start him, you butthole?
Stop saying he's a number two.
I said if you think this is the week.
He's just a tall Tyreek Hill. How would they throw to him?
Why do they throw to Tyreek Hill? Because he's fast.
I've seen people ask it in the Facebook group that if they should sit Tyreek Hill this week after his dud. I'm like, oh God, please don't. Don't do it. It's like once in a season type of thing that happened to Hill last week.
That'd be You'd have to have Hopkins and Diggs and be like, Tyreek Hill is not playing.
Yeah, I seen that post that you're talking about. Never sit Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry, you don't.
Agreed. I know we touched on him a little bit earlier, LaPlante, but Mike Williams with the target share, he's
start him every week.
Awesome. And what's cool is that his A dot has came down substantially. So you know they're just not using him as the deep ball guy. Like I want to say,
I noticed when I was watching last week, 15
to like 9. It's cool. Like Lombardi said that he was going to be the X receiver, so he was going to do a lot of the similar things that Mike Thomas did in that States offense for many years. And
he is doing a lot more slants, curls, and all that.
For once, we haven't seen him really go deep. No, which is okay. They got Jalen Guyton and other guys, and the rookie Josh Palmer to go deep as well. They got other guys to do that. Keep feeding Mike Williams. That guy is so talented.
I'm glad. Listen,
thank you.
I was going
to say he was a good draft late candidate, and he has definitely proven to be worth it. So the one player I want to ask from this Chargers offense that I really am curious about your guys' thoughts, Jared Cook. Is he worth a start against this Chiefs defense that has trouble containing the tight ends?
Sure.
Yeah, if you're in a nightmare scenario with tight ends, which you most
likely
are.
You're streaming tight ends, why not?
Andy had a touchdown last week that just happened to be called back. So, but yeah, I like him.
All right, so we'll move on to our next game then here. This one I'm really not a huge fan of because it seems like it's going to be a defensive game, but we got the New Orleans Saints against the New England Patriots. Man, I'm gonna say it. Plain and simple. Sit Jameis Winston this week.
So you think it's pre-LASIK Jameis this week?
Pre-LASIK, I like that. it rolls off the tongue very nicely. No, I think it's called Bill Belichick knows how to scheme your best player.
How about
out
what
of
he
offense.
Did to Zach Wilson, man?
Exactly.
Yeah. And Ike, you're the resident Kamara owner here, Ike. And after what little different of a talent gap here, but Belichick took away Corey Davis from the Jets offense. I have a pretty good feeling that Alvin Kamara is going to be taken away from this game, that they are not going to let him.
I think he'll get in the end zone at least once. I think they'll get in the end zone.
The bounce back week for him.
If they get down there. Yeah.
It's a lot of ifs. we got one quick question. We got Hector wants to know LaVisca, Ayuk, Osborne, and Fuller play two. I'm going to those are rough ones. I'd go with Fuller and Osborne. I'd go Fuller and Osborne.
I'm with the plant. Fuller and Osborne. I'm out on Visca, man.
Majority rules, like
we talked about it earlier.
Because he burned you one get over yourself, man.
He didn't burn me. He was sitting on my bench.
He still got seven targets.
I just think that offense
still got seven targets.
And if they don't passing the ball past the line of scrimmage, I don't want him.
I'm just going to say this right now. We can't trust Ayuk at all right now until he can show it. He's got to be a bench candidate until he can.
Will Fuller on the Dolphins, though? Why?
Will Fuller, man. I don't know what it is, but he boosts.
It was the PEDs. Get over it.
All I can see is Jacoby Brissett just sending it to Will Fuller on a bob. You just wait and see. Just like
all it takes is one.
And then him hurting his hamstring.
Just like
and then he pops up
did to you many years ago in Madden.
No. See, that's what personal reasons, the same reasons you weren't here last week that for Will Fuller. He was off getting some more PEDs probably injected into him.
It was just muscle lubrications he was using.
And Ray Lewis was just doing, just had easy, reindeer easy. Antler extract.
Take it easy, man.
What are you talking about, sir?
So, I mean, we talked, a little bit about that Saints offense. I'm really not a huge fan of anybody out of this offense this week against the Patriots defense. So let's just move on over to the Patriots side of the ball. Mac Jones not using the tight ends in this offense like we thought he would. I know me and you, Dylan, said Hunter Henry was a smash play last week. Well, yeah, we lied on accident to you guys.
Sorry, guys.
It seems like Mac Jones likes James White the most. Go ahead, Dylan.
Is he sneaking in as a flex play? Is this real fucking life?
This is real fucking life again.
2016? Can we travel back in time? He's a thing, for real.
We did.
Yeah, because, I mean, even though Damian Harris made a great catch last week, they're still not going to use him in the pass game. It's James White's game
James
right there.
James White always looks good in the pass game, though.
I used to love playing James White, man, because he'd get you the 12 to 15 PPR points every week just because Brady was checking on him constantly.
Yeah, I think we can go as far to say that James White's probably the safest play out of the Patriots offense, besides maybe Damian Harris.
Yeah, I would say still Damian Harris just because he's going to get the volume. And he looks really freaking good, guys. The touchdown he had last week where he's just bowling.
It reminded me of Marshawn, man. He broke like 9 tackles.
Dude.
Totally did.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But, you know, not trusting any of these pass catchers then. So if you can, find options otherwhere.
Ike, look at this can, man. This Bush Light can is just sick right now.
That Bush Latte? That's
pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll move on to our next game
pretty
here.
Cool can, man.
Hopefully, this is a turnaround game. Hopefully, this is a turnaround game for Matt Ryan and his Atlanta Falcons again at the New York Giants. Dylan doesn't believe
it. Do we have to talk about the Giants?
Oh, man, I think we do. Daniel Jones is actually he's had a decent start to this year to thanks to that rushing floor he's got.
Ike, what do you think?
I guess Sterling Shepard's good, too.
Ike, Daniel Jones was my start quarterback in my article this week. What do you think about that?
I don't think much about it.
His rushing floor is stupid.
He's fast. Super fast.
He's just clusy.
9 carries last week for 95 yards and a touchdown.
Dude, that one, he took off.
Like, we've just been seeing Jalen Hurts. Like, last week, he struggled real bad in that game. But his fantasy output was still fine because of that rushing floor. And as long as Jones, I mean, this is a little far-fetched, but as long as Jones stops turning the fucking ball over like he was, he's going to be fine with that rushing floor. Do you guys agree?
I agree that him and Sterling Shepard are the only ones you really want to safely play out of this offense.
So you don't like Gallaudet?
You got plays.
You don't think this is his bounce back week?
Isn't his hip hurting?
I can't trust him until he actually proves it.
This matchup's sexy, guys. Devonta Smith killed him week one.
But isn't his hip hurting?
Yeah, he did have a questionable injury designation going into this week with his hip. I just can't trust Galladay until he can prove it. The only wide receiver I can trust is Sterling Shepard. What does he have, like 4 or 5 straight games now with 20-plus points?
He didn't get there last week.
He didn't get there last time?
No, he got to 18 in PPR formats, but he's solid the last 4 or 5 games.
Still looks good.
Yeah, totally. He separates. He totally separates.
Yeah, I say sit Galladay until you don't want to be burned by Galladay in your lineup. Sit him until he goes off, then play him when you know he's going to be involved.
Sure.
So, I mean, Evan Engram, until he is back, don't roster any of these tight ends.
I think he might be back this week. I still don't want any part of him.
No, not yet until he proves it, just like Galladay.
It just helps Daniel Jones.
I will mention before we move on to the Falcons offense, this is probably going to be another rough game for Saquon. I know he has some extra days to recover, but I just can't. It's going to be another rough game. So if you can, this is going to be the last week to buy low on Saquon Barkley if you can get the chance.
But you have to start him this week.
Oh, you absolutely have to start him, but I don't think he's going to go off. I just can't see it against this Falcons defense. It's the secondary that can be had, not really the front seven.
He needs to get more work in the passing game.
Exactly.
It's almost been non-existent.
Yeah, that's what made him that running back one. He got 90-something targets his rookie year.
Yes.
But we'll jump over to the Falcons offense, and we want to talk about targets. These two characters are getting a lot of targets. We got Cordell Patterson and Mike Davis. How does it feel to be talking about two former Bears backup running backs?
I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
I love seeing Mike. I don't know why they would want to use Cordell Patterson so much, but hey, why not?
Biggest running back in American history, man.
Yeah, no, I think Mike Davis is safe. He got 7 receptions.
Isn't he the same height as Derrick Henry?
No. I think he's like 6'4".
That's all he does.
But I want to know, do you guys think Patterson's worth
flex play? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you think he's worth a flex play for the rest of the year?
No.
Nope. All right. Man.
Worth rostering, though.
I think he's worth a roster spot, but I don't think – I would sit him one more week. Let's see if he can get at least one of those touchdowns again before we're starting him. Panicked on Calvin Ridley.
Not to panic.
He's still getting the targets.
He's just getting the targets.
Matt Ryan stop sucking. And he's the
tell
guy.
Tell that offensive line to stop sucking.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, they're super bad. Once that off, it's the scheme right now. I think the scheme just needs to get a little bit better. This is like the Matt scheme. Ryan's what fifth scheme. Offense he's learned, and like
come his, on, man, this scheme's supposed to be super efficient. That's all you babbled about this whole offseason. Oh, why Mike Davis was going to be so good?
Maybe Arthur Smith is missing Derrick Henry.
Oh, who would have thought?
Weird.
Yeah, shut it. I'm not always right, and you guys are always wrong. So,
fair enough.
So, you know, and other than Pitts and Ridley, Engage being out, I'm not really comfortable starting any other pass catcher out of this Falcons offense. So we'll move on to our next game here. We got the Bengals at the Steelers, divisional rivalry. Man, the Bengals receivers without T. Higgins this week, even though they're going up against this tough secondary, which one would you rather have, Ja'Marr Chase or Tyler Boyd?
I like Tyler Boyd. I think Tyler Boyd's going to have a solid game.
Boyd, I'm guessing for you, Dylan, too, as well. Is he in your start sit the article again?
No, he's not. Is he going to get matched up with Minka?
Man.
Good question.
Probably. Probably.
That's a good question.
Minka, I'm pretty sure Minka plays the slot a little bit for him.
I think I'm still leaning towards Boyd, though. I don't know. That's tough for me.
Leaning Boyd as well.
Ja'Marr Chase has the lowest target share out of the three receivers, but if Higgins doesn't play, that obviously is probably going to change.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's tough to say.
I hope he plays.
So we'll make this a quick one, our next little thing here. But I'm curious on who you guys think is going to have the better outing this week, Najee Harris or Joe Mixon? I'm thinking, man, I really like Najee this week. I know Mixon's going to get the volume, but Najee's got the better matchup. This Pittsburgh front seven, it's hard to run against. TJ Watt, TJ Watt's questionable. They're down a few pieces, but it's still a hard defense to run against. I think Najee's going
to agree with the plan, unfortunately.
And he's involved in the passing game as well. It's just that offensive line, man. It's just so bad.
It is, man. But I mean, did you see the receiving touchdown he had last week? Yeah, that was impressive.
Nasty.
That was what he was drafted for right there.
He just needs to stop being hit 75% of the time behind the line of scrimmage. That's just a bad time.
Yeah. And so, I got another question here for you. It's going to be because we have Deontay Johnson was brushed over as he's out this week. Man, do we like Juju and Claypool this week?
Both of them
must starts.
I like it both, even though I hate Juju.
Sure.
All right. I agree. They're both starts this week, but I would say cap their ceiling a little bit. I am worried about that pec muscle for Big Ben. I just don't know if Claypool will be able to wrangle it.
It's on his opposite throwing side.
You sure?
Yes. No, it's on the opposite side. I honestly think my bold prediction this week's Claypool goes off.
Claypool goes off. Nice. Claypool I just traded for him. Off. I like that analysis.
Good.
So we'll move on to our next game here then. We got the Cardinals at the Jaguars. Like I said, yeah, Jaguars are going to have a rough one in this one. Like I said at the top of the show, DeAndre Hopkins, monitor that injury, because if he is out, man, I think Rondale Moore is a must start this week. What do you guys think?
Great matchup.
Christian Kirk's not bad too.
Yeah, I think both these guys are wide receiver three flex territory with Hopkins out. It's just a matter of who gets that long touchdown.
The only thing that worries me is this game getting out of hand and them not feeling the need to use Rondale Moore, if that makes sense, as a weapon. Because they don't need, let's be real, they're not going to need Rondale Moore to do anything to win this game.
That's fair. I mean, if this game does get out of hand, though, who do we like more, James Conner, Chase Edmonds, or just more of Kyler Murray?
I think James Conner is kind of going to be the icing back, right? He's going to get most in-between carries. Yeah, so I kind of like James Conner this week.
Yeah, I think he's got the Mark Ingram role this week on the Jaguars, and he's going to get majority of the carries compared to Edmonds, because Edmonds is definitely the pass-catching back in that offense.
By the way, we're totally against consensus there, because James Conner is all the way down at 39, and Chase Edmonds is 19. Pretty crazy.
Damn. That is pretty crazy. Obviously, you know, we're not really starting anybody outside of the players we just mentioned from the Cardinals, so we'll move on to the Jags. And they really are a bunch of Jags. Urban Meyer, he's not doing too well with this team, in my opinion. With LaVisca coming back to muddle up the waters again for this wide receiving core, are we comfortable starting anybody out of this wide receiving core that isn't Marvin Jones? He seems to be the only consistent one.
That's really the only guy that I want, man. I've already said my piece about Visca. Ike, you could go into your love affair with him if you'd like.
I don't have a love affair. He's getting targets, so we'll see.
All right. So, I mean, we did say last week we don't trust any tight end out of this Jaguars offense, but O'Shaughnessy, he did well, but he just got injured. So, we're going to stay far away from the tight ends again. Although I do want to give you this little bit of info. Jaguars worked out your boy, Trey Burton. No other comments on that, though.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to our next matchup.
Greatest tight end we've had, man. Damn.
The most expensive one besides Jimmy Graham.
It ruined Matt Nagy's offense when he went down.
Apparently ruined Mitch Trubisky's career.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. Derailed it.
So, we'll move on to our next game here. We got a real barn burner. We got the New York Jets against the Denver Broncos. Tevin Coleman was ruled out. I know he wasn't in our injury update earlier, but was ruled out.
Nobody cares.
Nobody really cares. Does that mean do we care about Michael Carter or Ty Johnson this week?
I'm starting not to really dig Michael until Carter. You see...
No, that's weird, because if anybody else is going to say Ty Johnson.
Really?
And I'm just going to split the middle and say I want neither of them.
I mean, Michael, I don't want him this
Can
week,
I
but...
take it back and say that?
Do you guys agree that Michael Carter's rosterable? Like, he got 11 attempts last week and was efficient with his carries. 5.4 yards per carry against a tough
pack. Do you really want to roster someone from the Jets, though, other than Davis?
I mean, last week you didn't even want to roster Davis.
Why the fuck do I want to roster someone from the Lions and not the Jets, man?
If you're going to roster somebody, it's going to be Michael Carter.
Jared Goff is better than fucking the baby-faced assassin.
The God Disneyland. Jets.
I think, to answer your question, though, it's Michael Carter I want to roster. I'm not starting him, but to have that running back depth, the PPR value that he's going to get, I think it's him.
I agree.
So, man, Corey Davis. after last week's brutal performance, he's going up against another tough secondary of the Broncos. Zach Wilson looked atrocious. Are we starting Corey Davis this week, or do we want to bench him after last week?
Nah, this matchup's too difficult again, man.
Bench him.
All right. That means we are not playing anybody from the Jets this week. Yay!
Jets.
So we'll go on to the Broncos.
Watch him go off.
Seems about right. We'll move on to the Broncos here. They're running backs, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon. Oh, man, who are you starting this week? Is it Melvin Gordon or Javonte Williams?
That's another kind of wash for me, man.
All right, gun to your head. Who are you choosing?
Javonte Williams.
First off, nobody has a gun better. To my head.
You're going to pull a hypothetical gun to me?
I got a gun out of your head.
First off, you don't pull a hypothetical gun on your therapist.
Man, way to avoid the question. I'm taking Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon can at least get PPR work, though. He's the receiving back.
I'm taking Melvin Gordon in this matchup. So we'll move on to Broncos pass catchers. Cortland Sutton, breakout game that we've all been waiting for since he broke out 2 years ago. Great trade high candidate. If you want to, I think he's going to revert back to the mean. Tim Patrick, he's going to be worked in this offense. Noah Fant showed flashes of in the red zone of being the tight end we all hoped he would be. I don't think Cortland Sutton's going to get 12 targets again. This is a run-first offense. Teddy Bridgewater's not going to he's not going to risk turning the ball over on a deep throw to Cortland Sutton. But that being said, can we start Tim Patrick this week after he got the 4 receptions and the touchdown last week?
I'll make it real simple. You start Tim Patrick, you start Fant, and you start Sutton in this matchup, man. Ain't nobody guarding anybody in that Jets secondary. So they aren't guarding anybody.
And this will be the week for Noah Fant to probably go off.
And touchdown last week, so hopefully back-to-back weeks. Let's go.
Let's go to the next game. We got the Miami Dolphins at the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Jacoby Brissett led Miami Dolphins.
No, thank you. Instead, we're going to talk about Derek Carr. Does he have QB1 upside, moving forward now that he has thrown 300 plus yards in each game? He's played 2 very tough defenses. Can we trust him?
Yeah. Until he shows you can't. You keep plugging him into your lineup. If you drafted Ryan Tannehill and he's pissing you off and been struggling, you could totally start Derek Carr, and I'm completely okay with that.
Agreed. Yeah, hopefully it's another bomb to Henry Ruggs this week.
Henry Ruggs' first game of over 5 targets in his career, right?
Yeah, I liked it. It showed flashes potential. I think I'm doing it. I think Henry Ruggs is worth a flex play now. They've shown that he can do it. Derek Carr, I believe in him just like you do. I think Henry Ruggs is a solid flex play for the rest of the year.
Kind of wild take there, but I'll take it.
I mean, I
can dig it.
I can. Can you dig it?
Sucker.
But I don't trust Bryan Edwards just yet. I mean, He's the third down and red zone target.
You're telling me you don't trust the next TO? Come on, man. Or whatever they're hyping him up as.
Exactly. So, Darren Waller.
They got me.
Play him every week. So, we'll move on to the Dolphins offense. Jacoby Brissett-led Dolphins offense.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Damn straight.
That being said, I'm not starting anybody but Will Fuller and Miles Gaskin.
What's your infatuation about Will Fuller? I know I said Brissett was going to send it to him one time, but you fully believe that or what?
I think he wants to prove that go ahead. I think he wants to prove himself, man.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Okay. I wouldn't play him on his first game back.
That is fair. I will give you that. But it's not like he's coming off an injury. He's coming off a suspension.
And that's personal problems.
Yeah, both. Personal problems. Woohoo. That doesn't worry me.
We all have those.
Exactly. We have another question here. I think it's a question. Kyle Ellis, 10-man PPR keeper league. Trade Edmonds, Hunt, 15th round pick for Woods, Javonte, 11th round pick. The 11th round will have better players usually because keepers fill up in the first three rounds. Man, that was a lot to digest. I won't lie.
Trade Edmonds, Hunt.
Yeah, I like that trade, man.
I like it as well.
Woods like is underperforming right now, but yeah, that offense you want a part of.
He's the perfect buy low guy. I don't know if we'll play it. We haven't got to him, but
Cooper Kupp ain't going to average 2 touchdowns a game.
No, he's not. He's going to be good, but there's still room for Robert Woods to be good as well. Yeah, Kyle, man, I would do that trade, man.
Yeah, if you want Woods to, for man. That wide receiver depth, absolutely. And then I got one more. Trey Sermon or probably – I believe it's Damian Harris as his RB2 this week.
Damian Harris, my guy.
Safe plays, Damian Harris.
Yeah, Damian.
If you're chasing upside, go Sermon, though. Jamichael Hasty's out. Elijah Mitchell, doubtful.
The 49ers running back room is like a box of chocolates, man. And
you never know what you're going to get. I completely agree. But if you want the upside and you're chasing a ceiling, let's say you played DJ Moore this week. Man, I'd probably be leaning more Sermon.
That's interesting. I have no balls to play a Trey Sermon this week. None whatsoever.
Fair enough.
He is. So, he also got concussed not too long ago, too. So, I mean.
Yeah, last week. One carry, and he gets a concussion. Kind of a nightmare.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to know your real quick take. Are you guys starting Miles Gaskin? Or Will Fuller this week from this Dolphins offense?
Gaskin, I guess you probably drafted him as your RB2, RB3. But if you need him as your RB2 with all the injuries, go ahead and stick him in there. But I'd almost rather have a wide receiver in PPR formats than Gaskin. He's kind of just eh.
Yeah. So we'll move on to our next game here then. This one's going to be a doozy. Not the highest over-under of the week, but
should be.
Yeah, it should be. We got the Buccaneers at the Los Angeles Rams. I almost said Vegas. I won't lie to you. Man, Antonio Brown, like we said, he's not going to be in this game. I can't see him being in this game. But I want to give you a quick little tidbit before we jump into Godwin versus Evans. Did you guys know that this is going to be Tom Brady's first time in his NFL career playing in LA?
I did. Pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. But that being said, it's not Godwin or Evans' first time playing in LA. Which one do we think is going to have the week this week with Antonio Brown out? Is it going to be Evans with another 2 touchdown performance, or is it going to be Godwin with another deep touchdown?
Godwin. And to be honest with you, they might both be okay. I think Godwin's going to be better than Evans, but Evans still might be solid.
Yeah, honestly, I think I've gotten to the point, guys. Start Gronk every week.
Yeah.
The chemistry he has with Tom Brady, he's a solid RB, tight end one every single week.
Agreed.
Or sell him for some big money.
I just seen this real quick. Apparently, Tron had another question. He wants to know Boyd or Mooney as his flex. Boyd. Bingo. So, man, we got Stafford versus Brady. Who do we like better in this matchup?
Stafford, just because you could chuck it all over the yard against this Tampa Bay secondary, man. Let's hear it. Ike, fight me. I know you are.
He's on God mode, man.
I know.
He's on God mode.
He's doing, he's doing everything he
it
can.
It depends on his offensive line. Depends on his offensive line for sure. If they can hold
up. Well,
you
know they're going to be allowed to hold for Brady, so luck, Aaron Donald. But we're not starting.
Are we starting any running back, guys, in this game? No, right?
On the Rams side, yes. On the Buccaneers side, because you got Giovanni Bernard taking up the 2 minute drill.
That's not what I was asking you why. I'm asking you why you want someone.
He's not getting much.
Oh, why from the Rams? Well, you gotta be a little bit more specific here when I'm ranting and raving about the Buccaneers backfield.
Daryl Henderson has that rib cartilage injury. He's struggling. We haven't seen Sony Michel be good at football since his playoff run 3-4 years ago with the Patriots. I don't trust either of these guys.
I trust Daryl Henderson if he plays. I know he's coming off this injury, this rib cartilage injury, but he's the guy that gets involved with the PPR, the pass catching game. And this Buccaneers defensive line knows how to get to the quarterback. The Rams O-line isn't the greatest. So I wouldn't be surprised if Sean McVay turns this into a screen week where he just turns that Buccaneers pass rush against them. And just throws a screen to Robert Woods, throws a screen to Daryl Henderson, maybe a Higbee screen. I like Daryl Henderson, not Sony Michel. And that's the only running back I'm playing out of this game. I mean, you guys have any remarks on Daryl Henderson or Sony Michel, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, any of them?
I already told you.
I'd wait and see on Sony Michel if he's the starter. If he does good, he's worth picking up.
We haven't seen him be good in years.
Exactly. he's a stash candidate.
You never know.
Candidate. So we will move on to our next game, which is the highest over under of the week. It is the Seattle Seahawks at the Minnesota Vikings. Before we get a deep dive into it, we got one more question. I'm sorry, man. I cannot pronounce that name. You can hate me all you like. I apologize. Sorry if I butchered it.
Nateem Vilsody.
Trade Kamara for Barkley and is that Michael Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
That's a tough one. I think I would.
I don't think so.
No,
I think I would. I like.
Let's hear it.
Man, I'm panicking on Kamara. I am. I'm hardcore panicking on Kamara.
But that is like Michael Thomas, though.
You can't.
No, I like the potential of Michael Thomas coming back and being a good playoff guy. I don't like Kamara, man. Jameis Winston does not check out.
Wide receivers now.
Jameis Winston does not check down. He likes to throw the ball.
He had the most targets last week. Kamara.
What did he do with him? What did he do with him?
4 catches. Still had the most targets. No other wide receiver had more than 4 targets, and that was
no other wide receiver on that roster is Michael Thomas, though, buddy.
Come on, we need to move along here.
Yeah, we do. Unfortunately, we got one more question, and the fans always come first, Dylan.
Oh yeah.
Start to full PPR, Najee, Mixon, or Robert Woods?
Mixon.
I'm going with the running backs every time. It's just the safer floor. Najee and Mixon.
Running backs.
I agree with the plan.
All right, so we'll get to the Seahawks-Viking game. KJ Osborne, what the hell, man? Is he a thing? Or can we trust him in this offense, you know, to be consistent, or is this just a matchup play this week? Obviously, really we're playing him this week in this great matchup. I like him as a solid flex play, but can we count on him week in and week out after this game?
I don't think you can week in and week out.
If he shows it this week, you still can't trust him?
At some point, Justin Jefferson's going to take over.
I mean, Justin Jefferson has been, you know, getting his targets. It's Adam Thielen getting the touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, Osborne is third in the team in target share.
And Dalvin Cook is
depends on how much they're going to be throwing the ball this year. That seems like they want to throw a lot.
No, it seems like this defense doesn't know how to stop anybody.
No, they can't.
I told you that.
Dalvin Cook is banged up.
I think Mike Zimmer's gone soon, man. That was the one thing he had was his defense, and they are just falling apart at the seams. I think it's going to be another week where Tyler Lockett eats. I think this is going to be the week DK Metcalf explodes. Chris Carson even this week I think is gonna have a solid game. But man,
he's not getting much work in the receiving game right now.
No, he's not. And We'll talk about the tight ends in this game then, because those are the real question marks. We got Gerald Everett on the side of the Seahawks. He hit on you in the first week if you played him.
Just because he scored a touchdown.
Yeah, just, well, I mean, all these tight ends on the back end of the list that aren't these tier one guys, that's what you're hoping for, the touchdowns. Can you predict the touchdowns for him? This is a week where I see the touchdown happening. It's a high over under. They're going to need to score. I think this is the week you can plug and play Gerald Everett as a streaming tight end. How about you guys?
Yeah, you can. Tight ends love it, but brutal you can,
right now, so yeah.
I'd rather start like Cole Kmet or something, but I actually haven't started Cole Kmet over him in one league. But yeah, you can, but I'm not thrilled about it.
I think I would go the other route with that one, Gerald Everett over Cole Kmet. What would you do in that situation? Kmet or Everett?
They each kind of had opposite weeks. Everett. Like Kmet had seven targets week one and had one last week. And then Everett obviously got blanked last week too.
And then so, you know, we'll talk about this. I think this is going to a good a sneaky DFS play this week. Kirky, man. It's a great matchup. The pass rush for the Seahawks is not that great. The secondary, obviously, not that great. Man, I think Kirk's a strong streaming candidate this week.
Totally a sneaky deal.
I agree, man.
All right. So with that being said,
he's killing it right now.
Yeah, if we're playing Kirk, we're loving all the pass catchers that are wide receivers in this game.
Yes.
So we'll move on to our Sunday night football matchup. We got the Green Bay Packers at the 49ers, and I already don't like it. The Packers are going to lose.
LaPlante, just to make this quick, which running back from the Niners is going to run all over the Packers?
Trey Sermon. This is going to be his week, man. He's got the best matchup possible.
Right on.
Trey Lance, man.
Like, does George Kittle get back on track against the Packers or no?
This is gonna be the week.
He needs to, man. He needs to. Or people are gonna start worrying.
And people should be panicking right now. Totally panic on him. It's really shaky. He's just not getting the targets. He's just not doing things he was doing.
Yeah, no.
He is blocking a lot more.
This is the week. If he doesn't get on track, that I would be worried about him, and I would probably be trying to trade him to maybe get a Gronk. In my opinion,
You trade him to try to get like a solid RB2, or maybe low end running back one.
And I'm telling you right now,
and then just stream the position.
I was going to say, if you invested high in George Kittle, you probably punted on the tight end in the back end of the draft.
Yeah.
You're going to be either streaming or going after another one. Yeah. Do we like, Robert Tonyan? That's the question mark. Is he going to score this week?
Another touchdown dependent guy.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of him scoring again probably aren't great, so I'm going to say no. I think he only saw three targets last week. Three targets, three catches for 57 yards and a touchdown.
That's about what you'll see.
Yeah. Yep, I would sit him this week as well. You're playing Adams. The one player I do want to know because they, you know, Aaron Rodgers showed interest throwing deep to him last week. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Man.
Deep dart throw.
Deep dart throw.
Maybe it's a big DFS tournaments. Throw him in a lineup or two, and hit, and maybe it hits.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was gonna say. Actually, right on the money. DFS play. So, man,
the money.
Nobody else really, but I mean, you're starting Aaron Rodgers. You're starting Aaron Jones.
Do we think Debo is going to continue his reign of dominance? He leads the league in receiving yards so far through 2 weeks. He's going to be matched up probably against Jair. Do you think should we expect another 100-yard outing from him?
We might. Jair doesn't travel, man. So if they're throwing Debo in the slot, then he's going to stay away from Jair. So, I mean, Debo's fine. He's totally fine. Until Ayuk comes in and steals some of these targets, Debo is a smash wide receiver to play every week.
Yeah, I can't trust anybody else catching the ball right now. Not even Kittle. I trust Debo. That's the only guy I trust as a pass catcher. Maybe whoever the running back is they're throwing to out of the backfield, but that's it as of right now. If you're a Kittle fan, you know, this is the week to get him before he probably goes off. So we'll move on to our last game of the week. We got Monday Night Football. This one should be a fun one. We got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Man, you're starting Zeke, but Tony Pollard making his way into flex consideration. Can we start him confidently the rest of the season, the way he's being involved? He's only
I'd like to see it in a few more weeks.
I was going to say, he's only seeing about a 30% snap share, but every time he's in there, they're using him.
He reminds me of Jamal Williams, man. That's the I have him and Jamal Williams real close together in what they're going to be able to produce fantasy-wise, if that makes any sense.
Makes a good 1-2 punch for the Cowboys, too.
Yeah, it does. They're totally, like we talked about this, they're totally different runners between Zeke and Tony Pollard. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about how much more explosive Pollard looks. Yeah, that's because he's an explosive back.
Yeah,
Zeke's never been like that. Zeke's kind of a plotter. He's always followed forward for make sure he's getting 3-4 yards. 100% totally different. Like you said, perfect 1-2 punch. So get off Zeke's fucking back, guys. Everybody relax about it, all right? Tony Pollard's not better. He's not better. He's different.
He's different. that's funny.
Sorry, there's my rant for the week.
Oh, you're fine. Obviously, we're starting CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, especially if they're playing, because this Eagles secondary is not very good. It's more the run defense that we're worried about. That's why I was curious about Tony Pollard on your thoughts. But, man, Miles Sanders, the Cowboys defense can be had. Are we trusting him to get into the end zone this week?
I don't know that we need him to. I think he might run all over this defense.
Him or Jalen Hurts?
Maybe a little bit of both.
So, man, I think Miles Sanders scores this week. I think he's a good, solid play. This game could be a shootout, even though it's a divisional nightmare most of the time. This is a dumb question, Dylan. I don't know why you put it in the show, Doc. Are we starting Devontae Smith? Absolutely.
Why is it dumb, though? Diggs has been pretty solid so far. And that's if that's who Devontae Smith's lined up against.
Alabama versus Alabama.
He's the slim reaper. He just gets open, man.
Super smooth. Oh, my smooth.
God.
I'm cool with him, though. He's starting, man. Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't think you don't want to start him by that reaction?
He just said
no. Yeah. It's because you said you call him the slim reaper.
Oh,
well, because that's Kevin Durant, man.
Fair. Yeah, but this isn't basketball. So we'll move on then. Jalen Hurts starting every week after this week, even though he struggled against the San Francisco 49ers.
You start him every week because his rushing floor. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a believer this offseason, but he sure is making me a believer now. Even when he sucks, he's fine.
Even when he sucks, he's fine. I mean,
and the jury's still out if he's good at football or not.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean,
like when he killed Atlanta, it was dinking dunks down the field and killing them with his legs. So, I mean, obviously San Francisco was trying to get hit, was making him try to beat them, arm. And he couldn't do it.
So. No, he just couldn't, man. But I'd have to agree with his rushing floor. Jalen Hurts is a solid, safe play each week, and then you're just hoping that he can hit a deep play to Quez Watkins maybe again. But that pretty much wraps up all of our game/player previews for tonight, guys.
Can't wait for Sunday football, boys.
Oh, I know. It was not very good game this Thursday with Houston and Carolina, so I just want to see some good football.
Just always remember, please subscribe to us on the YouTube channel. Don't forget about this sexy Jerry Jeudy helmet giveaway. All you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel at Fantasy Six Pack, and then you get entered into the Jerry Jeudy contest.
Yep.
All right. Oh, man, some guy just came in late. Timothy Chan, we'll give you one for the team. He wants to know. He just got offered. Receive Keenan Allen, Jamar Chase, Myers. He gives up A-Rob, Rondell Moore, and Pittman. Yes, do that.
Yeah, do the trade, man.
Do that. I'm guessing you got Rondell Moore off the waiver wire, and Pittman's going to have some issues with Jacob Eason as your starting quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah, do it, Timothy. Do it.
Do it, and that's your freebie for the week. You know where to find me, at Be Like Mike. On Twitter, right there. Ike, why don't you take it away with right yours?
Ike, and follow me at dclemens2222, and come check LaPlante and I out on Sunday mornings at 10:30 Central Time at the Sunday Social live stream, where we're doing all your lineup questions.
Yeah, we'll be able to do all of them necessary. Why don't you guys do a little self-promoting? You know, go check out Dylan's Start Sit article. Just got published today. Usually a good read. And then go check out Ike's injury report after every, Mondays it come out?
Fantasy six-packed injury, man, over here.
Yeah, he's pretty good at his injury analysis. We got Dr. Ike over there.
Dr. Take it easy. Ike. He's got a PhD in nothing.
Oh, man. All right, one more quick one, then we're out.
Oh.
Dak or Hurts?
Dak.
Yep. I knew that was quick. That's all right, guys. We'll
thanks
see
for all the questions, you boys.
Yeah, we love the questions. We love answering them. That's all for this week. Good luck in all your fantasy football matchups, except Dylan and Ike.
Fair enough. See you, my guys.
See you guys. Lose.